Good morning. Good to see each and every one of you. We'll have a reading this morning. We'll be taken from Galatians, the sixth chapter, verses 1 through 5. Galatians 6, verses 1 through 5. We'll have a scripture reading, then a psalm, and then a prayer, and then we'll go to our classes. Galatians, the sixth chapter, begin with verse number 1. It says, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, concerning yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load." Kenneth?
Number 236, "I've Heard of a Land." I have heard of a land on a far away strand. In the Bible the story is told, where cares never come, never darkness nor gloom, and nothing shall ever grow old. In that beautiful land, on a far away strand, no storms with their blast ever frown. The street I am told is paved with pure gold, and the sun it shall never go down. There are evergreen trees that bend low in the breeze, and their fruitage is brighter than gold. There the throne of God stands in that fairest of lands, and nothing shall ever grow old. In that beautiful land, on the far away strand, no storms with their blast ever frown. The street I am told is paved with pure gold, and the sun it shall never go down. There's a hall in that land at the Father's right hand. There are mansions whose joys are untold, and perennial spring in that beautiful land. No storms with their blast ever frown. The street I am told is paved with pure gold, and the sun it shall never go down.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this day, another Lord's Day, that we can assemble ourselves together with the saints, that we might study and meditate upon Thy Word, that our knowledge will increase, and that we might be prepared to answer those that ask the question more perfectly. We pray that You'll be with the teachers this morning, that they may have a ready recollection of things they prepare to say. We also pray at this time that You'll be with those who are sick, especially Charles and Connie Jackson and others whom it's our duty to pray for. Forgive us of our sins. May we always be about Your business. In Jesus Christ's name we humbly pray. Amen.
Hit escape, and I go to there.
Okay, now wait, how did you, you're doing this wrong. Okay, so we're here.